Our devotion for today is taken from Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. And St. John is here speaking about a vision he had of the resurrected Christ. "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death.'" Years ago, I had an opportunity to tour Alcatraz, the famous prison that's now shut down. There were 300 or more convicts that were oftentimes the most violent criminals kept in Alcatraz. And most of them were serving life sentences. And even though they had many things for them to do, Alcatraz really was a prison of death. In fact, one prisoner wrote a book about it called Hellcatraz, The Rock of Despair. The Bible speaks about death as a prison as well, and often talks about us being bound in chains. The text in front of us, Jesus refers to death as Hades, which means the unseen. It's a Greek word that means the realm of the dead, the unseen. They claim that there are places in the world where there may be graves six layers deep in certain parts of the world. And death is indiscriminate. It throws everybody ultimately into the same cell. Years ago when I was in Ukraine, I remember being in a cemetery, and on one side were all these beautiful stones marking graves, and on the other side, little wooden crosses. But they were all buried in the same dirt, whether rich or poor. In my life, I really only watched someone die once, was at someone's bedside. But there is a difference between seeing a person who is asleep or possibly in a coma and somebody who's actually died. When the soul leaves the body and it vacates the body, it takes the very essence of that person along with it. And that's why people often say at a funeral, "It sure doesn't look like him." The Bible speaks about death as a prison, and we think about the word rigor mortis, which literally means to be stiff in death. Death is a prison in that it is inflexible and it is rigid for us, and it leaves us paralyzed and powerless. And not even the greatest minds of doctors can get us out of death itself. They may be able to push it off for a while, but no one can defeat it. The only one who has the power and possesses the ability to get us out of death is God himself. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one, he describes himself here as the one who has the keys to death and has this power over this morbid prison that would hold us. John has this interesting vision of Jesus in his glory. He says, "Then I turned to see the voice that spoke to me." The Son of God, in order to get us out of our prison, had to enter our prison himself. The book of Isaiah tells us he made his grave with the wicked. This prison of death had to be opened up from the inside. And so Christ went into our death for us and used the key of his power to open it for us. And then we hear the comforting words of John that Christ gives to all of us. "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore, amen, and I have the keys of Hades and of death." If you think about a key, it's kind of an interesting thing. It's a very small little thing, and yet at the same time, it possesses such access and such power, if you will. When Christ gives us the keys to get out of our grave, it comes to us through baptism, his word, the Lord's Supper, giving us the gift of faith to grab onto that key to give us the power over death. It doesn't look like much to the world. And yet even a little child having faith in Christ can defeat the greatest enemy of the devil with that key. And so when you possess this key, Christ now speaks to you differently. He speaks about your death differently. Think about how the Bible describes death to the believer in Christ. It's now asleep. It's now an entrance into a mansion. It's an entrance into a wedding banquet. It's going through a door. It's a ride in the arms of angels. So no wonder Paul says, "What shall we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen. Let's have a prayer as we close. Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise You for Your death, which atoned for our sins, and also for Your glorious resurrection that gives us the hope of our own future resurrection. We pray that You would keep us in this faith as we look forward to the day when we also will rise and see You in glory. We ask it all in Your saving name. Amen. May God truly bless your day.